experience the evolution of action motorsports coverage. The motorsports you care about. Cutting edge, high impact, no filler. This is the Down and Dirty Show, fueled by Speed Energy Drink. And here is the man bringing it all to you, Jimmy Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, lit up by Rigid Industries and schooled by Dirtfish Rally School. I'm your host, Jim Beaver, and man, for those of you loyal listeners that never miss an episode of the Down and Dirty Radio Show, very sorry last week we did not have a show, but I guarantee over the next couple of weeks we are making it up to you. You listeners, you know, last week, last minute, a couple days beforehand, got a call from Red Bull Global Rallycross, needed me in the booth to do some talking on the mic for their event in Vegas at SEMA. In addition to that, I had lots of engagements at SEMA, meetings and some signings. So thanks to you fans who came out and saw me. But we did not air an episode of the Down and Dirty Radio Show last week. So no, you did not miss it. But we're packing a lot into this show, and I got to tell you, we are definitely going to have a lot of talk today on on all kinds of stuff. It's definitely going to be a great show, and definitely looking forward to a lot of fun. It's going to be a good one today, and First off, it's Veterans Day tomorrow, and we've got our friends from Warfighter Made. They're going to be calling in. I know we've got a ton of listeners who are veterans, a lot of listeners who are active duty military, and it's something that's near and dear to my heart. Definitely near and dear to my heart. Our veterans, our military. I've got family that's currently overseas. So Veterans Day and Memorial Day and anything regarding our military, definitely something that, I like to support our troops. I like to support our military. And, it's definitely something that I, that I like to, kind of give back once in a while when I get the chance to. And, today is definitely, one of those days. We've got, like I said, we've got the guys from Warfighter Made. They're going to be calling in, and looking forward to that interview and having them on air. Should definitely be a great show today, and lots on tap. We also have Colin Dyne, CEO of Red Bull GRC. He's going to be on air today. It's going to be a pre-recorded interview I got with him a couple of weeks back. We're also going to have Mitchell DeYoung, Red Bull GRC. Lights champ for 2014, and should be pretty awesome. So definitely a great show on tap for you fans today, and thanks for staying tuned. Thanks for listening, and those of you that were here last week, I know I made mention we definitely have been having some problems with the Blog Talk Radio platform. Those of you that tune in there, obviously we're syndicated all over, so I have no idea where you are listening at. But we will be making a move next week. I apologize for the past couple of months, any problems that we have had, but I can assure you that we will definitely be moving forward to some new platforms, some new syndication agreements, and that should hopefully be taking effect next Monday. So I know I've been talking about it, but definitely something that we're moving forward in. Also on tap today, Baja 1000 qualifying, obviously Red Bull GRC. We've got Stadium Super Trucks. We've been talking some XP1K2, lots of SEMA. Should be a great show, but right now we've got Robert from Warfighter Made calling in. So let's see if we can grab Robert. Hey, Robert, how's everything?
What's going on? Going good, Jim. How are you?
Pretty good, man. I'm just recovering from SEMA. I think, Camp Razor, had Camp Razor and then turn around and, spend a week at SEMA. So it's been, bang, bang, bang and catching up on some sleep. And I know you had pretty much the same schedule as me, so you've been pretty busy.
Absolutely. We were guests of Polaris out at Camp Razor Glamis. and then turn around and head right out to SEMA to continue meeting up with our contacts and really trying to spread the word of Warfighter Made.
Yeah, well, and speaking of that, you know, I know kind of gave a primer, tomorrow's Veterans Day, and, you know, I know you have, you know, served in our military in the past, and, you know, obviously big tip of the cap to you, and thank you for that, but, you know, kind of give us a little background on what exactly Warfighter Made is and you know, how you got involved in kind of your story.
Well, let's start it off with me wishing the United States Marine Corps a happy birthday, 239 years young today. I retired out of the Marine Corps after 21 years. I was a recon Marine, spent 19 years as a recon operator, and we were also found, one of our other co-founders is a medically retired Marine, Brian Meyer. He was EOD, Explosive Ordnance Disposal, and was actually significantly injured in Afghanistan, which resulted in the loss of his right leg above the knee, his right hand, and he only has two fingers left on his left hand. And then also Butch Lynch, who's our builder, and he's not a veteran, but he's really been reaching out to veterans and trying to give back to them, and you know, we really appreciate his support. Warfighter Made started, we do recreational therapy for ill, injured, and combat wounded service members. Again, us being veterans, we wanted to kind of figure a way of giving back. We primarily do that through the adaptation, modification, and customizations of that injured warfighter's vehicle. But then we also started to get involved in the off-road community, and that off-road community just really embraced us and has been taking care of us, and what kind of led to this whole Polaris deal was UTV Wolfpack, a Polaris-sponsored race team that races in the Lucas Oil Regionals, put us in contact with Polaris, and Polaris looked at our program, liked what we were doing, and donated two XP4-1000s to us, brand new. And so we've been doing a few recreational therapy trips with those, had a few injured warfighters out that were that we felt could benefit from the physical and the mental therapy that we were doing with those. And Polaris went ahead and got us in contact with Mad Media and UTV Underground, and they took us out to Mammoth, California, and they filmed the whole thing as a lifestyle piece on Warfighter Made and what we're doing for our veterans. And Polaris is actually releasing that video tomorrow on Veterans Day, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's going to be awesome. You know, talking with you know, Joey D and the Martellis, they're all good friends of mine, and you know, I think your guys' story and what you're doing, I mean, it just resonates with us all, and you know, I think it's tremendous what you're doing for some of our veterans, you know, coming back from overseas that you know, maybe kind of down on their spirits and trying to uplift them, and it's got to be a good feeling for you. You know, obviously you were there at one point in time, but kind of giving back to these soldiers as they arrive home from overseas.
Absolutely. The thing that we're trying to make people understand, and we're actually going to be launching a campaign here real soon, is that 22 veterans commit suicide every single day. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to reach out to these veterans and let them know that there's more options to your physical and your mental well-being than what you know. And there's a lot of people that enjoy relaxation therapies, and then there's other nonprofits like Warfighter Made, like Race for the Wounded, like Vet Motorsports, the Injured Marine Fund, Wishes for Warriors. All these nonprofits, we all come together, and we do adrenaline-based therapies, which guys like myself, being a recon Marine that you know, four combat deployments, adrenaline is what centers me. So, you know, getting out there and doing adrenaline-based therapies is what I like to do. And we found a huge following of combat veterans that also enjoy that, and that's who we strive to take care of.
Yeah, you know, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, it's Polaris, because I know, you know, this video is dropping tomorrow. You know, for some of our listeners tuning in, I know I had an opportunity to talk with both you guys and Polaris, you know, out at Camp Razor. And I think Polaris is doing something, you know, pretty special with you guys with this video. And a lot of it has to do with you know, kind of viewer count on the ticker. So kind of explain to that and how Polaris has got involved with this video.
So Polaris came to us at Camp Razor Glamis or Camp Razor West and you know, just said that they saw the video, they really appreciated what it was that we were doing, and we were explaining to them how appreciative we were of them for giving us that opportunity. And so we went back to our booth and was just kind of working the event, and all of a sudden their social media director came up to us and was like, hey, I've just talked to everybody at Polaris, and it's just been approved that we're going to go ahead and if the video gets a certain amount of views, and it wasn't very many views because I think they really enjoy what we're doing, something like 20,000 views or something like that, we're going to donate another machine to you. And if it gets 40,000 views or somewhere around that ballpark, we're going to give you a second machine for a total of four to add to the two that they've already given to us. So, you know, we're really excited about that. We're fortunate to be in a position where Polaris has seen who we are and what we're doing and who we're doing it for, and they have the trust in us and the great connections that we've made with Joey D and UTV Underground and the Martellis at Mad Media. We're just really excited about it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty amazing. You know, and talk a little bit about some of these trips you take these guys on, because, I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, it, seeing some of these trips and some of the stuff you're doing with some of these guys, I mean, I want to go on these. I mean, they look pretty amazing.
Well, the very first recreational trip that we did, which is going to be the video that drops tomorrow, which your listeners can find on the Warfighter Made Facebook page. If I remember correctly, I think you were going to promote it for us. Hint, hint, hint.
Yep,
and I also believe all of Polaris's social media is also going to only be posting the link to this video tomorrow. Again, they're really behind us. They really want us to get these extra two machines. So Polaris donated the vehicles to us, and it was kind of a joint effort between Mad Media, UTV Underground, and UTV Wolfpack to take Warfighter Made and its beneficiaries out to Mammoth Lakes, California, and they really had the whole program. Everything was provided by them. They brought out, or they got the campground. They rented trailers for our injured warfighters to stay in. They had the plan of the day. They had all the meals taken care of. I mean, it was just fantastic. And what we do is we jump in these in our Razors and head out to destinations like Laurel Lake and Mammoth, and we spent hours out there just fishing and hanging out and those guys getting to know us, and then we blast down the hill to, you know, one of the hot springs down there, and you know, it was just a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie, getting back to you know, just letting these injured warfighters know that, hey, you know, we've been there. We understand what the deal is. And, you know, we can do this one of two ways. We can have a lot of fun, or you know, if you're not feeling it right then and there, or you're a little uncomfortable because of your anxiety or stuff like that, I know all about anxiety, then we'll just hang out at the campsite for the day. Not a big deal. You know, it's however you're feeling and what it is that you want to do. And that's how it flowed, and it went really, really well. We had a really good time.
Yeah, it looked, from some of the stuff I saw, it looked pretty amazing, especially talking with Martelli's, Joey D, and you know, everybody involved. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about moving forward. I mean, what's on tap for 2015 for Warfighter Made?
2015, we're still in the process of fundraising at the SEMA show. We made some fantastic connections, and you know, like I said, we primarily, our primary mission is to adapt, customize, and modify vehicles for injured warfighters. We got two vehicles on tap right now, a 67 Camaro for Rob 5, who you'll be introduced to in the video. Rob 5 is a single-leg amputee, Army Cavalry Scout, was injured in Afghanistan. He owns a 67 Camaro that he was building himself and through the help of another another shop. Unfortunately, when the economy turned, that shop went under, and he was just happy to get his vehicle back. So we've been working with Rob 5. We actually met him when he was not doing so hot. He was having some issues with his good leg, and it always seemed like he was one day away from having his good leg amputated as well. And I think he's kind of out of the he's out of the woods with that. It looks like he's going to be able to keep that. But, you know, we're fundraising for his 67 Camaro. And then we have another injured warfighter, Juan Dominguez. Juan Dominguez is a triple amputee, both legs above the knee and his right arm above the elbow. And Juan Dominguez has a 71 Nova that his father bought brand new when his father was discharged out of the Army after coming out of Vietnam. His father took his discharge papers, walked across the street to the Chevy dealership and bought this 71 Nova. And then his father gave it to Juan when Juan was 15. Juan joined the Marine Corps. He was an infantry Marine with 3.5 Dark Horse and was catastrophically injured. And now Juan has a dream. His father's not doing so well from malaria and Agent Orange that he contracted while he was in Vietnam. And, you know, Juan wants to create some memories with his father in this Nova that his father created with Juan when Juan was a kid, you know. And so we're fundraising for that. We also have Tri-State Motorsports and Brand Factory. A couple guys are coming together. They're building us a stock mini to race in the Lucas Oil Regionals. We're going to have a veteran-based team, and we're really excited about that. You know, we want to get these guys in to see what it's like to race firsthand. And then, as always, we got Bill Belansky from Kryptonite Industries who he's got the Predator buggy that's wrapped in Warfighter made. And as last year, he's going to continue this program next year where we're taking injured warfighters and putting them shotgun in his vehicle and doing some short course racing. Bill won the championship last year for the desert class or this year for the desert class. And we're excited about continuing that on.
Yeah, I think it should be awesome. I mean, you've got a heck of a 2015, lined up, for next year. I think, with this video dropping, I mean, lots of good stuff in store for you everything you guys are doing is just tremendous. I mean, giving back and to some of the soldiers. I mean, I know you personally have been there and you know what it's like. So, I think it's all good things for Warfighter Maine.
It's all about making a difference in those that have made a difference in our lives. You know, freedom's not free.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, tomorrow you said Warfighter Made, the video is going to be dropping. It's going to be on all of Polaris' social media channels. Obviously, I'll get it up on mine. It'll be on, on UTV Underground and the Warfighter Made social media.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll definitely be promoting that, my friend.
Okay. Fantastic, Jim. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, if there's anybody, we have a lot of active duty military, a lot of veterans that listen into this show. If anybody wants to get a hold of you guys or maybe somebody from the outside that just wants to support your organization, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Well, we're on social media, Instagram at Warfighter Made. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Warfighter Made. And then we have the website, www.warfightermade.org. And if anybody specifically wants to get in contact with us, my personal email address is robert@warfightermade.org.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to call in today, Robert. Kind of tell us a little bit about Warfighter Made. And honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate everything that you, Brian, and everybody involved in the organization does. And thanks for your service to our country.
Well, Jim, thanks for the opportunity to talk to your listeners and spread a little word about who we are and what we're doing and who we're trying to help.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, and we'll definitely get that video up. Once it drops tomorrow, we'll get it shared and keep promoting that. And here's hoping you get a few razors out of Polaris.
We're excited.
All right. All right, my friend, take it easy, and please stay in touch. We'll definitely have to get you and some of the guys back on air sometime soon.
Thanks again, Jim. Really appreciate it. And once again, happy birthday, Marines, and remember to thank a veteran tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Robert from Warfighter Made, and talk about just a great group of guys, a great organization. Super stoked to have them on air today, and especially with Veterans Day tomorrow. I think it's it's just such a great group of guys, and to see them out there at Glamis, at Camp Razor, and I know Brian, obviously he got the chance to drive in the Celebrity 170 races. It was cool to see, a true American hero, doing battle against Bryce Menzies and Levi Lavallee and Travis Pastrana in the Razor 170 races. And, I thought, super, super cool. And these guys, I mean, most of them, a lot of them amputees and still just stoked on life, stoked to be out there to share their story and to lift up the spirits of other veterans. I mean, truly a tremendous organization. One I'm, looking forward to doing more work with in the future. And, very, very excited for everything that, everything that they do. It's, it truly is, pretty awesome. How do you get much better than kicking off, the Down and Dirty Radio Show with some true legends in Warfighter Made, and Robert, absolutely, part of the Down and Dirty Radio Show family now, and looking forward to having those guys back on shortly. So, it was definitely a big week for me. Obviously we talked about before, SEMA, kicking things off with SEMA and Red Bull Global Rallycross last week. It's definitely been a whirlwind, a whirlwind week, for me. I got to tell you, lots of sleepless nights and meetings and everything else. So we're definitely going to get into that. But you veterans listening in, once again, tip of the cap to you guys for everything that you do. And stoked to have those boys from Warfighter Made on air. And also, those of you listening live right now, Q&A happening over at the Polaris Razor Facebook page. Our good friends Matt Martelli, Joey D, and RJ Anderson are on the Polaris Razor Facebook page right now. They're answering your questions on XP1K2. So that going on right now, and you definitely want to skip over there, especially if you have if you got any questions on XP1K2. I know it definitely was the buzz around SEMA. They obviously had a big booth there, and and lots of people taking in the video, and I know getting a lot of mainstream press, especially online. And I think one source said RJ Anderson out Jim Conned Ken Block. So go figure. Tremendous video. If you haven't checked it out, it's all over social media. It's on my Facebook page and many others at this point, but you definitely want to check that out. So we are going to take a short break right now. When we come back, it's going to be that interview with GRC CEO, Red Bull Global Rallycross CEO, Mr. Colin Dine. So you're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, lit up by Rigid Industry, schooled by Dirtfish Rally School. I am Jim Beaver, and we will be back here in just a few minutes.
Dirtfish Rally School is the premier rally driving school on the West Coast, located in Snoqualmie, Washington. If you are looking for a ton of fun with world-class driving instructors honing your skills, Dirtfish is the place for you. Dirtfish has 315 acres of playground with mixed surfaces for your driving experience. You can spend anywhere from 2 hours to 3 intense days of instruction refining your driving and racing skills. Whether you are looking for credits towards your Rally America license, honing your racing skills, or just having a fun time, Dirtfish is your school. Your classroom is behind wheel of a 300-horsepower, rally-prepped Subaru STI. These cars have protective cages, suspension modifications, and are built for one purpose: to push you to your limit. By the end of your time at Dirtfish, you will have the confidence to rally with the best. Whether you're looking for a thrilling first-time rally experience or to increase your knowledge and time in the driver's seat, Dirtfish has a driving experience to suit your needs. For any information on their classes, corporate events, or their facility, check them out on the web at www.dirtfish.com or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dirtfish Rally. Rigid Industries is the original and number one LED light bar manufacturer in the world. Torture tested by some of the best drivers in motorsports, Rigid LED lighting products use cutting-edge technology and can stand up to the harshest conditions Mother Nature can dish out. Designed, engineered, and assembled in the United States, Rigid LED lighting is the only choice for your off-road vehicle or boat. Find out more information on the entire line of Rigid Industries LED lighting products at www.rigidindustries.com. Very few companies can call themselves an industry leader. Racetech Seats is one of the few. It doesn't matter if you race off-road, rally, touring cars, sprint cars, drag racing, or boats. Chances are, Racetech Seats have a seat that will keep you safe, secure, and comfortable, allowing you to concentrate on winning. Racetech Seats meet and exceed the FIA crash test standard, are HANS compatible, flame resistant, and offer full containment, meaning you can race knowing you are protected by the best. More information can be found at www.racetech-usa.com. That's www.racetech-usa.com. Racetech Seats. Our passion is keeping you safe.
Okay, when you're on the job, you're making tough decisions around the clock. Well, here's an easy one. Ford F-Series. Under the hood, F-Series trucks have the power and fuel efficiency you need. Translation? You can always tackle the toughest jobs without losing a fortune at the pumps. But it's not just all brawn and no brains. F-Series trucks also have a cutting-edge selection of smart technology that keeps you connected, focused, and informed, all while behind the wheel. That's why, on average, every 42 seconds, someone forks over their hard-earned cash to get a new F-150 or Super Duty. No wonder they're the best-selling brand of trucks in America for 37 years in a row. The competition never stood a chance. Ford F-150, Ford Super Duty. Number one for 37 years straight. Not convinced? Get behind the wheel of an F-150 or Super Duty and decide for yourself. Go online to your local FordDealers.com, then visit your Arizona Ford dealer for a test drive today. Based on U.S. sales from October 2012 through October 2013.
Come to the island and rip it up this summer. Wakeboard Island. It's a skate park on water at Blue Water Resort and Casino.
Check out the two-tower cable system that pulls you and your board over the water. No boats to watch out for. No fumes. Wakeboard Island is open to all skill levels with an open center section for beginners. And for trick riders, a double side kicker in a 60-foot flat box. Wakeboard Island, the best ride this side of the Rockies. Adjacent to the River's Edge Cantina at Bluewater Resort and Casino on the Colorado River in Parker, Arizona.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, lit up by Rigid Industries and schooled by Dirt Fish Rally School. I'm your host, Jim Beaver. And, legends, warfighter made, heroes, American heroes. Not much more needs to be said about those guys doing a tremendous job, and everything they do, these guys, veterans, themselves, wounded or hurt in action, and now here they are in the States and trying to do good things for these other veterans coming home from these wars. Tip of the cap to those boys for everything they're doing, and super super stoked to do my little part in helping them spread their message. But like I said, been a wild week for me last week. GRC doing some announcing with Red Bull Global Rallycross, also SEMA interviews, had meetings, had appearances and signings. So, definitely a wild week. Also spent some time out at Camp Razor. We're going to get into all of that later on in the show, but, right now we're going to get to a little call and dine interview in our Dirt Fish Rally Report, brought to you by our good friends at Dirt Fish Rally School. Find out more information on the web at www.dirtfish.com. And getting into this Dirt Fish Rally Report for this week, we're going to talk some GRC. We're going to talk GRC awards, some news coming out of Australia, World Rally Championship, some Seed 9 Rally results, lots to talk about, lots to cover in this slam-packed edition of the Dirt Fish Rally Report. But, right now we're going to get to an interview I pre-recorded with GRC CEO Colin Dine. And we're going to get to that. And this was recorded before the Las Vegas round last week. So those of you that are hearing a little bit about Vegas and kind of a precursor to that, know that this was pre-recorded before then. Colin, a busy man, and you take him when you can get him. So here is Colin Dine, GRC Red Bull Global Rallycross CEO. All right. We're here with Red Bull Global Rallycross's Colin Dine. How's everything going, Colin?
Everything is wonderful. Thank you, Jim.
Well, let's talk a little bit right now. We're in full swing. You got Vegas here on the horizon. I know the past couple years, Vegas has been, one of the best events on the Red Bull GRC calendar, shaping up for 2014. We've got a championship battle looking to be, the same way.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to going back to Vegas. And, I think we always put on a good show over there, and we have a championship battle with four potential winners.
Yeah, and talking about Red Bull GRC and your involvement and you getting involved in the series here a couple years ago, how has the business model changed? I mean, you had a vision with this series, and you took what was there and you've kind of molded it into something different that really has started to resonate with motorsports fans in this country.
Well, I think when I saw the types of cars that we're racing and the format, I realized that this thing could be just lightning in a bottle. And the plan was to really bring it into urban areas and move away from running in super speedways, where we lose our identity and running with NASCAR or with IndyCar. The vision was to do standalone races and build these mini like Formula One type tracks as you've seen that we've done throughout the year. And that's really transformed the sport, I think, from a visual perspective. We've got a great lineup of sponsors this year that we brought on board. from Red Bull to Yokohama to Pro Purple to GoPro, Sylvania, you know, all the all top, you know, AutoZone, just top class players in the game with us.
Well, you know, and how was, you know, was Red Bull coming in? I know you guys have been very careful not to call it a sponsorship, but a strategic partnership. I mean, you know, how big was it for Red Bull to get involved in the series? And you know, what have you seen happen this year as a result of it?
Well, you know, I think it's just a testament to the series. And I think, you know, Red Bull seeing the opportunity to get involved with us at the early stage, I think, and help us mold, you know, the vision together, because, you know, I think Red Bull does, you know, world-class events, and, you know, our goal is to do world-class events, and I think our visions were aligned, and you know, when you've got two partners, or, you know, a strategic partner and a series whose visions are aligned, I think, you know, it's pretty much unlimited to where you can take this thing, and I think that's what Red Bull saw, and that's what we saw as Red Bull as a partner. So been a fantastic relationship with them on all sides, from the media side, you know, to the event side, to the motorsports guys, and you know, we just look forward to a long-term relationship with them.
Well, and, you know, talking about, you know, your partnership with Red Bull and you know, motorsports as a whole, you know, not only in the United States, but worldwide, you know, on a global scale, I know, you know, it seems like, you know, in the past, you know, especially past 5 years, really the business side of motorsports has changed, and I think, you know, a lot of series are fighting for ratings, you know, they're fighting for fan attendance. I know, you know, GRC, you know, ratings have been really solid this year on NBC. I mean, you know, what do you think that makes GRC different, that separated you? Because, I mean, you know, this year you've had, you know, the Andretti's come in, you've had Volkswagen come in, you know, you've had, you know, a lot of teams with open wheel, you know, ties to open wheel come in. I mean, it really seems like, you know, you're getting a lot of these teams from these other motorsports that are struggling, you know, with their eyes set on Red Bull Global Rallycross.
Well, I think, you know, the manufacturers are a key component to what we're doing as well. And I think, you know, the VW coming in this year and Andretti coming in as an IndyCar team to run their program, I think, you know, again, shows the strength of the series. And, you know, we're hoping to have at least one or two manufacturers join us for 2016. We've got a solid lineup for 2015. We'll be adding, there'll be more cars added into the series. So I think all these things, you know, have really helped strengthen the foundation of the series for the future. And I think, you know, our TV deal with NBC, they've been absolutely fantastic partners. I think year to date, we've got over 8 million, you know, viewers of the series on NBC and NBC Sports, which is, you know, averaging about 880,000 roughly viewers per show, which is a real number.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's pretty remarkable, especially, you know, looking at, you know, the ratings, just that side of it. I, you know, I had an opportunity myself to see them after every event, and I know, you know, GRC ratings for an organization that really is still, I don't want to say in its infancy, but a young organization, you know, your ratings are right up there with some heavy hitters in motorsports.
Yeah, I mean, I think today, just you know, purely on eyeballs, if you average out the whole season, I think we're probably clearly in the number two spot next to NASCAR. You know, notwithstanding the, you know, the Indy 500 per se, but I think we're well positioned. I think the marketplace, you know, the motorsports landscape has changed, as you know, over the last few years, and you know, the younger demo is looking for a different format. You know, motor racing's been around a long, long time, and the format hasn't really changed a lot. So I think GRC brings a different format to the fans. It's fast, furious, you know, heat racing, and the types of things that we add in, like the LCQ, last chance qualifiers. We have our Joker lap that we add in. So all these elements, I think you add them together, make the racing really dynamic, exciting. So I think, you know, growing the TV ratings, you know, it's never easy, but I think we're showing this year that we've really, you know, with NBC as our partner, the ratings have just kept climbing and climbing.
Yeah. Well, and you know, with a series, you know, such as yourself, I find it amazing because I think, you know, if you look at motorsports as a whole, you know, the manufacturers that Red Bull GRC has involved, I mean, you know, Ford, Hyundai, Volkswagen, you know, Subaru, I mean, you know, I can't really think of another motorsport in this country that has the manufacturer involvement that Red Bull GRC does.
No, there isn't. And, you know, I think, like I said, by 16, we're looking to add one or two more. So we, you know, potentially could have five or six manufacturers. I think it's pretty it's unprecedented. And, you know, it's look, the manufacturers want to reach the millennial and they, you know, they want to sell small cars. And I think, you know, the future of, you know, where things are going with the government as far as, you know, minimum gas mileage and things like that the manufacturers have to keep meeting. I think this becomes the next hot market after the truck market, you know.
Yeah. Well, I got to ask you, I know, you know, obviously I know, you know, you have involvement with some cars, and I know you've had some seat time in a GRC supercar. You know, what was your takeaway from that? Because, you know, obviously you've driven a lot of things, but, you know, what was your first time you sat in a GRC supercar and actually had a chance to put some miles on one? I mean, what was your takeaway from it?
Well, when I got strapped into that seat initially, I was a little nervous, needless to say. But you know, getting behind the wheel of it and getting the feel of it, I've never experienced anything like that in my life as far as acceleration. You know, up to the first 70, 80 miles an hour, it's just one big blur. You know, the cars are 0 to 60 in 1.8, 1.9 seconds, and just super. Fantastic. They handle incredibly well because they're four-wheel drive, and you know, so it's a different animal to a two-wheel drive car, but they're explosive, and you know, we want to make sure that the quality of the drivers that we bring into the series, you know, are able to handle, you know, what these, I guess you can call them, beasts can do.
Yeah. Well, and you know, speaking about, you know, your background, I mean, obviously you've been involved in some highly successful companies, you know, in the past, and you know, and taking on, you know, Red Bull GRC and you know, becoming owner and CEO of this company, you know, how has some of the, you know, your past business involvements, you know, helped you, you know, now in the motorsports field? Because you really do bring, you know, not only a, you know, not only a knowledge of motorsports, but a knowledge of other business models as well. How's that helped you transition, you know, into your new role and help grow the series?
Well, you know, I think I think in any business, it starts with the foundation, you know, and making sure that you build a solid foundation. Like without that, and that means, you know, having a solid financial foundation, the right people. I think, you know, it's all about the people at the end of the day. You know, from my previous experience in the fashion business, you know, building brands was what I did. And, you know, I built a fantastic brand with William Rass, with Justin Timberlake, and there was a project from a clean sheet of paper. But it's sticking to, you know, what your plan is, what your beliefs are, and not selling out early from a standpoint of, you know, taking the easy way to just go cash the cash register. It's about building the brand, and building the brand takes a lot of discipline, because there's always opportunities that come along where you can do things cheaper and less expensive and make more money. But sticking to the plan, sticking to the brand building process, I think the discipline of that, you know, I learned a lot of that from my previous businesses, and I'm using that, you know, as a good foundation here in Global Rallycross.
Yeah, well, and you know, talking about some of the challenges, I mean, you know, what's been, you know, the single biggest challenge since you've become involved in Red Bull GRC that the series has faced? I mean, you know, not only, you know, internally, but externally with the fans and getting them into seats, and, you know, what's the biggest challenge that has faced the series?
Well, I mean, things have happened so quickly. You know, we bought the series at the end of 2012, so 2013 was our first year, and we, you know, jumped into that, and you know, late, so that was extremely challenging, you know, getting TV windows late, and you know, even this year our deal with NBC came along late, so you know, trying to catch up and trying to make sure that we're ahead of the game. I think we're pretty caught up right now, you know, so that was challenging, and getting your TV deal done in March and going out and announcing a schedule that you had to go execute. over the next 6 months puts a lot of stress on the system. And you know, now we'll be announcing our schedule shortly. We've got our schedule done, and we'll probably be announcing that in the next couple of weeks, and puts us ahead of the game. And you know, take some of that pressure off us, so we can go into next year, you know, and really do things even better than we did this year. But that's probably the biggest challenge. And you know, just obviously you learn coming into a new business and a new sport. You just learn as you go. And you know, our goal here was from day one was to make sure that we kept all the teams happy, our manufacturers happy, the drivers happy. And I think we've come a long way with that. I think today the paddock is, there are a lot of smiles in the paddock, and all the people involved, from the teams to the drivers to the manufacturers, sponsors, everybody wants to see this thing become super successful. And I think we're all pushing in that direction, and that's encouraging. Where you don't have naysayers. You know, when we came in here in the beginning, things were not necessarily 100% aligned, and there was a lot of work to do to clean that up.
Yeah. Well, and talking about moving forward, obviously, you know, I know you said the schedule is going to be announced here in the next couple of weeks. You know, what can some of the fans tuning in, what can they look forward to in 2015 and possibly 2016?
Well, I think 2015 is going to be similar, you know, similar types of tracks that we've built, you know, we urban areas. There'll be some new locations added for 2015. There'll be a few locations that we will delete from the program that we didn't feel were the right fit for the brand. So I think we've got some really exciting things coming up. We've got some big announcements to make for Memorial Day weekend, for 4th of July weekend. There's some special things that we're doing, and Red Bull and ourselves have worked very diligently and hard on putting the schedule together for next year, so that we hit the right markets, you know, to satisfy all the players in the game, from the manufacturers to the sponsors, you know, to the teams, and obviously to the fans, which are, you know, the most important people out there, is making sure that our fans are happy.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time for this interview. I know you're awful busy, especially with Vegas here shortly. And, you know, good luck in Vegas, and looking forward to the 2015 season.
Great. Appreciate it. And Vegas, yeah, Vegas, we'll also be doing a live stream in Vegas, 2 hours on Tuesday and 2 hours on Wednesday. And look out for that announcement, because that'll be something that will be pretty cool to see happen.
Yeah, I think that'll be huge. I know a lot of the fans are definitely waiting on that, and should be awesome. Congrats on that, and definitely looking forward to you know, to seeing that announcement.
Great. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thanks a lot, Colin.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. That was Red Bull Global Rallycross CEO Colin Dine, and great to catch up with Colin. Like I said before, that was you know, that pre-recorded interview. So you know, we talked a little bit about Vegas and whatnot, and you know, it's like I said before, you know, it was pre-recorded, but great catching up with him. Kind of gives you an idea of the vision of the series and where they're headed. From what I understand, here in the next 2 to 3 weeks, they'll be dropping their 2015 schedule. You know, I think it's going to remain a lot of tracks that you saw this year, and then they're also going to throw some news and some new stuff into the mix. So definitely a great year for Red Bull Global Rallycross. You know, growing and growing, and you know, and looking to see, you know, what the future holds for them. I know, you know, definitely this year a big improvement over last year, and, you know, looking forward to seeing the future. But we are currently knee-deep in the Dirtfish Rally Report, brought to you by our good friends at Dirtfish Rally School. Information on the web at www.dirtfish.com. So that being said, we've got some Red Bull Global Rallycross results from Las Vegas, and I got to tell you, being there in person, being able to call the race, you know, that's right, I was the announcer at Red Bull GRC in Las Vegas, and it was one heck of a battle. Ken Block ended up taking that battle victory, great weekend by him. And, you know, going into this event, you know, there was that points, you know, there was that points, you know, that points championship, and four guys mathematically with a chance to take it. Nelson Piquet, Scott Speed, Johnny Weeman, Ken Block. Ken Block doing what he had to do, sweeping the weekend, taking victories in the heat races, gaining points on Weeman, ends up taking the victory in the main event. Came down to basically in that main event, Ken Block having to win, and Weeman needed to finish third or further back. You know, with that all going on, Ken Block did what he had to do. Weeman ended up finishing in second. You know, that second place finish in the final, Weeman ended up solidifying his championship, you know, back to back, taking a lights championship last year, taking the championship this year in the supercars. You know, the future is bright for Mr. Johnny Weeman. But I got to tell you, you know, it wasn't without its trials there. I know the front row, Bucky Lassa, great showing. He was took a heat race win, found himself on the front row next to Ken Block. Scott Speed also on that front row, cut all the way over and took out Lassick, darn near took out Block. It was a wild, wild crash. Into the barrier they go. And had a complete red flag restart. Scott Speed goes to the back, ended up battling his way back up to fourth. Lassick found himself on the podium. So the way it shook down was Block, Weeman, Lassick, Speed, Isaacson. Then we had Tanner Faust, Emma Gilmore, the first lady of Red Bull GRC, making her first ever final in Las Vegas. And I got to tell you, you know, props to Emma. You know, it had to have been a great feeling for her. Then we had Steve Arpin in finishing up in eighth, the general Brian Deegan, and then Patrick Sandell not finishing. He was down there in 10th. So great race in, you know, in the supercars. Lights battles, Mitchell DeYoung taking home that victory. He had a heck of a battle going on with Andreas Backrud. Backrud, we know from WRX, also a former guest of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. And Backrud, you know, dropping down the lights coming to America, and he had a great battle going on with DeYoung, taking over that second spot. Austin Cindric in third. We had Tyler Benson fourth. Alejo Fernandez fifth. Oliver Erickson, Nick Roberts making his GRC debut in seventh. And Kevin Erickson rounding out in eighth position. So the lights, a great battle. Mitchell DeYoung, man, he was down there as far as, I believe, fourth at one point in time, battled back, and ended up taking home that top spot, you know, with a great use of the Joker and made it stick, and, you know, ended up wrapping up that championship. So your driver championship for the lights ended up being Mitchell DeYoung taking it home. He had it wrapped up going into this one, but, you know, put a stamp on his 2014 season with that victory in Vegas. Kevin Erickson in second. He was your RX Lights champion. So Kevin Erickson, a little gold there with him as well. Alejo Fernandez in third. Tyler Benson, Austin Cindric, Jeff Sykes, Oliver Erickson, Piquet, Hansen, and Attila Abreu rounding out your top in the points championship. Moving over to the supercars, and this one was hotly contested. I mean, hotly contested. And it all went down to Johnny Weeman, 5 points over Ken Block. That 5 points, put it into perspective for you listeners, that 5 points is any one position in a final any time in 2014. So, you know, one position in any race this year decided this championship. You know, if Johnny Weeman would have been one place back in any race this year, or Ken Block one place better in any race this year, your championship would have been Ken Block. So you want to talk about, you know, week in, week out, down the stretch, wanting to do as good as you possibly can. And, you know, I got to tell you, you know, it was I don't know. I mean, it's Ken Block. You've got to think he's sitting at home going, what could have been? But they had Hoonigan. I mean, tremendous year for him. I know those boys are going to be coming back stronger and better than ever. You know, that's the way they do things up there in Utah at the Hoonigan Racing Division. Scott Speed, great first showing for Volkswagen, taking on that third spot in the championship. Nelson Piquet not making the final, so basically knocking himself out of this points battle. But he finished up in fourth. Fair Isaacson in the Subaru, great showing for Subaru this year in the top five. Then we had Patrick Sandell, Steve Arpin, Bucky Lassick, Tanner Faust, Reese Millen, and Austin Dine, Brian Deegan, Emma Gilmore, Pat Morrow, Pastrana, Doran, Johnson, Hakkinen, Marklin, Higgins. There's your top 20. What the heck? We'll give you the full rundown of everything today on the Down and Dirty Radio Show. But talk about a tremendous, tremendous 2014 in Red Bull Global Rallycross. This previous off season, man, excuse me, I'm choking over here. It's crazy. I guess getting back in the saddle here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and you know, I'm choking myself to death. I mean, yeah, it was pretty crazy. Thanks to those of you who are tuning in on the Performance Motorsports Network, due to some technical difficulties, we're airing live over there today. You can always get our back episodes at downanddirtyradioshow.com. But thanks for tuning in over there at Performance Motorsports Network. But, yeah, you know, here at Red Bull Global Rallycross, you know, we talk about a great year. And last year, off season, it was, oh, you know, they're going to clean up the driving, the tracks, this, the that. And I got to tell you, Red Bull GRC this year knocked it out of the park and basically said, this is the way it's going to be. And they laid it down and talked about some great racing, going out on a high note, talking with all the teams and drivers. Everybody is so excited for 2015. And I think one of the big news bites coming out of it was that, you know, that Red Bull GRC and Chevrolet, during one of Colin Dyan's interviews at SEMA, made the announcement that Chevrolet is all in. So Chevrolet, they are all in 2015 for Red Bull GRC. So add another manufacturer in the mix. I know lots of talk about some of the imports coming in. So going to be exciting to see the landscape of GRC in 2015. Also, some other awards were given away at the awards party. I had the opportunity to be there at the awards. I like to call it one of the most exclusive parties in Vegas during SEMA. And, you know, it's year number two I got to go, and it's always fun to hang out with a lot of these drivers. But the GoPro Rookie of the Year Award went to Johnny Weeman. How can it go to anybody else when the rookie wins the championship? Mitchell DeYoung took the Sylvania Rising Star Award. Motegi Sportsmanship Award goes out to Bucky Lassick. That's year number two for Bucky on that one. Odyssey Extreme Performer Award, Reese Millen. A couple of victories for Reese, well-deserved. Paddock Service Award went to Taylor and Travis Layton. Racing Radio's Officials Award went to Don Gobiel. Alpine Stars Team Development Award went to AF Racing. That's Alejo Fernandez Racing. And your Royal Purple fan favorites, Alejo Fernandez taking that home for the lights, and Tanner Faust taking it home for the supercars. And, man, talk about a, you know, just a great way to cap off the 2014 Red Bull GRC season. And, yeah, it's got me excited for next year. That's for sure, man. It's going to be a great year. So those of you just tuning in, we are knee deep in our Dirtfish Rally Report. Also, Australia looks like there's going to be some rallycross action in Australia. Looks like we've got a new series popping up over there in Australia. Some, you know, rallycross is going to be an Australia-only series. You know, we're definitely looking for some more information on that as it comes. But I'm, you know, reading an article right here. I know rallycross, it's had its roots there in Australia before. Not, you know, roots, but, you know, it is rooted in Australian motorsports. Went away. It looks like it is coming back for 2015. So definitely looking forward to that. Also, World Rally Championship, I guess they've knocked it out of the park for their TV ratings this year. I guess year-over-year growth has been huge in WRC TV. Also, 2015, some changes happening in the running order for day one and day two. World Rally Championship events. All that information on the TV and the running order available at WRC.com. We're not going to get into all the specifics and bore you, but yeah, WRC.com. Lots of news regarding TV and 2015 available over there. Also had some rally racing action happening over the weekend. The Seed 9 Rally capitalizing on running directly after the SEMA show, and it looks like David Sterks taking home that victory. George Plisak taking home second. Great battle those two had. Doug Chernis taking home that third spot overall. Also had Jason Copt. Then Stefan Verdier. Great to see Stefan. I know he was walking around the GRC paddock looking for a 2015 ride. Great to see him still out there, and hopefully we can see him back in a GRC car at some point. Then Hong Bin Duan, Marco Zapata, Jeff Price, Javier Olivares, Alejandro Persina, and John Black. Man, I'm looking down this, and talk about a solid entry list. A good maybe two dozen drivers, well over 20. So great showing at the Seed 9 Rally. Congrats to Denise and the crew at the Bilstein Southwest Rally Cup for making that happen. And congrats goes out to David Sterks on his win. Looks like we're definitely going to have to get David on air sometime soon. But, yeah, this has been your Dirtfish Rally Report this week, brought to you by our good friends at Dirtfish Rally School. Find out more information on the web, www.dirtfish.com. And we are going to shake. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, it's going to be Mitchell DeYoung here live on the Down and Dirty Radio Show. So stay tuned.
Okay, when you're on the job, you're making tough decisions around the clock. Well, here's an easy one. Ford F-Series. Under the hood, F-Series trucks have the power and fuel efficiency you need. Translation? You can always tackle the toughest jobs without losing a fortune at the pumps. But it's not just all brawn and no brains. F-Series trucks also have a cutting-edge selection of smart technology that keeps you connected, focused, and informed, all while behind the wheel. That's why, on average, every 42 seconds, someone forks over their hard-earned cash to get a new F-150 or Super Duty. No wonder they're the best-selling brand of trucks in America for 37 years in a row. The competition never stood a chance. Ford F-150, Ford Super Duty. Number one for 37 years straight. Not convinced? Get behind the wheel of an F-150 or Super Duty and decide for yourself. Go online to your local FordDealers.com, then visit your Arizona Ford dealer for a test drive today. Based on U.S. sales from October 2012 through October 2013.
Come to the island and rip it up this summer. Wakeboard Island. It's a skate park on water at Blue Water Resort and Casino. Check out the two-tower cable system that pulls you and your board over the water. No boats to watch out for. No fumes. Wakeboard Island is open to all skill levels with an open center section for beginners and for trick riders, a double side kicker in a 60-foot flat box. Wakeboard Island. The best ride this side of the Rockies. Adjacent to the River's Edge Cantina at Blue Water Resort and Casino on the Colorado River in Parker, Arizona.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, lit up by Rigid Industries and schooled by Dirtfish Rally School. I'm your host, Jim Beaver, and man, it's been a great show today, changing things up a bit, had the boys from Warfighter Made, Robert, on air, talking a little bit about their organization and some of the things they're doing with some of the veterans and taking some of these razor rides and giving back. Also, GRC CEO Colin Dine. Up next, we've got Mitchell DeYoung calling in. And those of you that are listening live, apologize for some of the technical difficulties, but super stoked to have our partners over there at Performance Motorsports Network airing this show live, even though we are having some problems with our current current live streaming partner, but guys at Performance Motorsports Network holding it down for us and making things happen, and we appreciate that. Also, like I said before, next week we are moving to a new platform, so definitely stay tuned to my social media for that. We will be talking about that, but once again, Performance Motorsports Network, thank you for holding it down for us this week. And we got Mitchell DeYoung calling in here in just a minute or two, and we're going to be talking about his GRC Lights title, and everything that's happening in the world of Mitchell DeYoung. So super stoked to have Mitchell. I mean, talk about a tremendous young man that really is making things happen. I mean, it's what more can you say about a kid who's taken torque championships? He's obviously he's killing it in rallycross. He had a heck of a year last year. Coming into this year, he's pretty much dominated the series. And hopefully we're going to see Mitchell in a supercar in 2015. I don't know what more you can say about this kid. Everybody loves him. Red Bull athlete, just a stand up young kid. And it's great to see kids like that have a good head on their shoulders, have a great family. I know Vince and Shelley, his parents, are backing him and involved in everything. It really is a family affair. I mean, Vince, working on the cars, as much as anybody, and making things happen for Mitchell. And I think whether he stays with rallycross or whether he moves on to other disciplines, I think his background, his background is definitely going to allow him to be successful in just about anything he chooses to do. So it's definitely good to get to know him, to get to see him mature over the past couple of years. Because my involvement with Red Bull GRC, it's definitely allowed it to allowed me to get to know Mitchell. Mitchell, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, good to catch up with you. And sorry, we changed the number here. We're having some technical difficulties and changing things up on you a bit. But stoked to have you calling in, my friend.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, first off, let's talk a little bit about 2014. I mean, you took home the championship. So what more can we say, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 2014 was an awesome year. Going into it, I really didn't expect to finish as well as it has, and it was one of my most fun years by far. It was just an awesome year.
Yeah. Well, and talking about this year, I mean, what changed from last year to this year? Because I mean, you were very fast last year. Obviously, Johnny took home the championship last year, but this year, I mean, seemed like you were just on a mission. I mean, was there anything in the off season you did to prepare for 2014?
Yeah, for 2014, I didn't really get any car. So, see my very first race. England, which is videos and things like that.
What's that?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. We have a connection problem there. I'm sorry. Yeah, but last year you've had obviously a tremendous season. You've had some back, going into the finale there in Vegas. How was it for you? I mean, Backrood comes in. I know talking really to give you money.
yeah, Vegas is cool. Going, I knew there was a lot of confidence. You know, not having pressure on my back of trying to go for the championship, still just focusing on going for the win. And, you know, I think that helped a lot. You know, we were able to make some good times in practice and qualifying and in all the heat races. And, you know, it was just a great event. Up until the start, you know, the start of the final, I think lost my focus. I lost the whole shot because of it, but I think it's almost at the end of it, rather than being better, you know, have a cleaner race.
Hey, can I get you to call right back in, Mitchell? We're having some problems, you know, with the call-in line. Can you call right back in, my friend?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. All right, you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, sorry. Yeah, I mean, you know, talk to us, kind of put you in the spot, so a lot of people what's the championship look like for each of the other?
So that's an interesting one. So there's a lot of things going around, and you know, it's all about just trying to get tier opportunities and what we can do. You know, we're really trying hard for Supercar, and you know, the great thing about the series is now it's at the point where it's a solid foundation, and it's great. You know, it's really looking good at all the events and things like that. So it makes it a lot easier with us for sponsors and things like that. So now next year, trying to just figure out what the plan is for Supercar. Just trying to get things figured out, and it'll be interesting, but to do something soon.
Yeah. Well, and you know, talking about your program, obviously you've got some more championships to your name. You know, you've got, obviously you've got a GRC Lights title to your name. I mean, how has Red Bull been as a partner with you coming in?
Red Bull, you know, they gave me the opportunity at first, and getting into it, it was a big help from them. And now going forward to Supercar, we're looking to do more, and you know, it's just been a great relationship throughout the years, from all the way from the off-road racing to now, and I'm looking forward to continue with them.
Yeah, I think it's been super cool to see the company, you know, back you and you know, get involved with your program, and you know, I think it's been great for you, it's been great for them, I think it's been great for all parties, and you know, I know them obviously with being the title sponsor of Red Bull Global Rallycross, it's got to be pretty exciting for you to have a partner that not only sponsors you as an athlete, but the series as well.
Yep, absolutely. It's like kind of the perfect kind of thing for me. You know, they're just a great company. They do a lot of things great. It's an honor to be with them and working with them, and being able to run sponsors, things like that. It's just a great atmosphere.
Yeah, you know, and well, let's talk a little bit about your family, because obviously you guys have off-road roots. I know, you know, your dad, he's running in off-road forever. I mean, you know, how does your family play a role in your career?
My family is a huge part of my racing. You know, pretty much everything we do throughout the year has something to do with the racing and getting ready to the family kind of team. You know, it's